Third person. Now, this is a picture, by the way, of this is Hugh Latimer. Hugh Latimer preaching before King Edward. Edward was one of the son of Henry VIII. We'll learn about him. He was actually a Protestant, and he evidenced himself really to be a genuine Christian. But Latimer became one of the court preachers who was invited from time to time to preach to the court. And so this is a painting of him preaching in the court of the King of England. That's supposed to be Hugh Latimer right there. So that's after he got older. He survived this original purge. Now, he was born in 1485. He was eventually martyred in 1555, but he did make it to 70 years of age. And we'll learn more about him later. He's going to come into play later. But he was also converted through the influence of Thomas Bilney. And it's very interesting how he was converted. At first, when some of these guys were embracing Reformation ideas, Latimer was strongly opposed, and he attacked the views of Luther and these young men and opposed them, and then including Thomas Bilney. But then Bilney, you know, would try to share the truth with him. Eventually, Bilney had this idea. He went to Latimer for confession. He said, "I'd like to confess my sins." So Latimer's thinking, "Oh, finally, you know, he's seeing his errors, and he's coming as a penitent to confess his sins." And so he went into the booth or whatever to confess his sins to Hugh Latimer. And what he actually did, he began to describe his own struggles with conviction of sin and his anguish of soul, and how he had come to understand the gospel and to put all of his hope and trust in the work of Christ and his shed blood alone for acceptance with God. And as he was doing that, the Spirit of God opened Hugh Latimer's heart, and Hugh Latimer got converted. So it was a kind of a ingenious way to share the gospel with him, creative way. And so Latimer became converted. He eventually he's pretty much known as the greatest and most powerful preacher, English preacher, of that period, the 16th century England. He preached through the reign of Henry VIII and King Edward VI. But when the Roman Catholic Mary, we're going to learn about all this later, Mary Tudor, when she took the throne, she's come down in history known as Bloody Mary. Latimer was burned at the stake in 1555.